Blog Talk Radio.
So we're going to go ahead and get started.
I'm about her, you know. The way that she carries herself, she's just so bad. I don't know.
Relationship party, and woo! Have I missed y'all? I have really missed y'all.
I don't know if I missed you. No, you have. It's the city. Y'all know who it is, and you have missed me.
Okay. We'll talk about that later. I don't know if I missed you or not. But y'all, it is so glad. It is so good to be back. Of course, I took a little sabbatical, but you know, we have a really important topic that we need to talk about today. And then next week, we're going to get back to our single. We're going to start our single series so we can help some people get some booze from February.
I'm not single.
You good on the booze?
I'm not single.
Okay.
I'm not single no
more. You're
Miss Kitty. I'm Miss
Kitty. I'm not single. Meow,
meow, bitches. I'm not single no more. I'll tell y'all how I snap me one. Don't worry about it.
I'm telling y'all, okay. We got to share that. But, you know, we have some great guests coming on later on in the show. And just for those of you who are tuning in, we're going to be talking about election 2016. It is a lot to talk about because
it's a hot mess.
Yeah, it is. It really is. So we're going to talk about that. But also, I wanted to talk about some good news. Well, what I found to be good news was Bill Cosby did win his defamation case today.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently, one of the ladies was trying to sue him for defamation.
Okay.
She was charging him with doing something wrong. I don't know quite how that works, but he did win it.
Okay, so she sued him for defaming her.
Right. Let me tell you what I did, Reed, even though that makes sense.
Okay.
It was saying they were trying to say that she was a liar.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I'm saying I'm guilty, that means that
I'm saying you're lying.
Right.
Right.
So I don't know how could that quite work out.
I'll take you up to Bill Cosby.
Okay. Now, another thing that really hit me and was the, what is the guy's name? Lil Wayne. Woo-wee! Did y'all see the video with the reporter talking about Black Lives Matter?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For those of you who haven't seen it, you've got to Google it because it was, I can't even say what it was. First of all, this guy is on some serious drugs.
A lot.
Right?
And I don't know the Google site, and I don't want to know it, and I'm not going to tell nobody. Go just go find it for yourself, because I don't even want to remember that.
So, what is the thing? When you Google that one, mm-hmm. there's also another one when he's on one of the news shows. I mean, I'm sorry, one of the sports shows. Mm-hmm. And he's talking to one of the guys, and what he's saying is that he himself personally mm-hmm. has not faced racism. So that was why he was saying he don't know what everybody's talking about.
Well, it's kind of hard for me to believe because so before you became Lil Wayne, you grew up in an environment full of drugs, you sold drugs, you lived this wild life before you popped off, and nobody ever discriminated against you. Because I don't even, being from Baltimore, if you're standing outside on the block at 8, they're going to pull you over, period. Age is not going to matter to me. So it's just kind of hard for me to believe that. It's even breaking it to the industry, it's still kind of hard for me to believe that you never faced racism. Like when you walk in the studio or wherever you went to at 14 and you walk in there, this awkward looking little boy, they didn't say you look like a monkey. Come on now.
No, the thing is he might have been hiding. So he might have missed the racism. So
right.
We're gonna let that be that. Mm-hmm. Now one last thing though that we have to talk about, that's a hot topic before we get into our main topic, is what is going on with Mariah Carey? Someone, the boyfriend, now not a husband, but a boyfriend, for $50 million.
Well, it's a billionaire she was with? The billionaire guy?
Yeah.
They not together no more?
No. So she saw him for $50 million. And y'all correct me, listeners, if I'm wrong. Call in. Make sure you press 1. For those who are listening via internet, the call number is 347-633-9769. So she saw him saying that she needs him to buy her a house. I'm quite sure she already has a few.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so she wants $50 million because they broke up. And she wants to keep the $10 million ring.
I love Mariah. I'm sorry.
I think I thought her booze was already paid for. I'm not sure why she asked for $50 million.
I'm going to just say it like this. I mean, well, if he's a billionaire and if he decided he wanted to, because she just don't seem like she was not going to be herself even with the new one. She seemed like she wanted those kind of to get spoiled and be like, oh, this is what I want. No. He better cough up that house.
It's a sad day. But, y'all, we're going to go for a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about election 2016. What the hell is going on?
I don't know, but I got my
vote. Exactly. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of renting and throwing your money into an endless pit? Well, stop and let your favorite realtors guide you to home ownership. Our team will educate you and walk with you every step of the way. Your favorite realtors. Let us take the stress out of the home buying process and find you the perfect home. Call your favorite realtor at 404-246-3841 or visit them at www.yourfavoriterealtor.info.
Welcome back to the Relationship Party, where it is what it is, not what it's supposed to be. We really appreciate y'all for joining us. We're trying to do the Facebook Live thing. Somebody, and I'm going to blame it on this kitty boy, this cheap-ass little thing to hold the phone. No
Halloween
thing. So, y'all work with us. But welcome back to the show. It is so good to be back on the radio waves. Definitely tell a friend. Guys, for those of you who want to call in and give us your take on it, you know how that's how we do on this show. Give us a call at 347-633-9769. You can call to just listen. And when you want to say something, you can press 1. So don't think you have to speak just because you call in, okay? So y'all, we're talking about the election 2016.
Well,
First, I just have to say, and Miss Kitty, I want to ask you this first. Have you ever seen an election like we're experiencing right now?
No. And I'm an election hawk. I watch politics all day long. My TV never leaves politics. And just watching it is so disgusting. No, I've never seen nothing. I've never seen it work. No.
Now, I've seen mudslinging. I've seen, you know, people try to say this. But this has just went to an all-time high. And I'm afraid what's happening because of the reality TV sort of thing and all of that, that people are getting away from. We're trying to figure out who's going to be the next president. We're so busy worried about Bill Gates. I'm going to call him Bill Gates. Sorry, Bill. I promise y'all. I apologize for that. You have Trump grabbing people's vaginas, you know, saying little dumb stuff. So we so caught up on those theatrics. We're not even really looking at, well, I'll say some, are not even looking at the policy. This is the president.
Well, my whole thing about it is I'm at a point where I think it's just a shame that at the level of integrity of who the people that we're dealing with, that it's coming out. See, all of this stuff is coming out, and it needs to come out because we need to understand who we are dealing with. But it's just sad that we don't have politicians of, first of all, they've never really had strong integrity, but at least they knew how to keep their dirt at home, you know, all the mistresses and all the different things. They knew how to keep it private. They knew what to do. But you have two people in a race that's so out there, and they've done so much out there stuff. It's kind of hard not to question their morals, who they are, how they're going to govern. You can't even get the policy because, like you said, you got a man that says, I want to grab him by the booty. I want to grab him by.
Well, now the thing for me is, have we ever had such a president full of morals and integrity outside of Obama and Kennedy as far as black people are concerned? Have we had that? I know you know people are saying the integrity of people and all that kind of stuff, but how we? I don't know too many I trusted anyway. It's called politics.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't. You can't really say what any of them had from the first president to the one that's in office now. But what I'm just saying is you have some people that know how to do things, and it don't affect their entire lives. It don't affect the things that they want to do. And if you have people like Hillary and like Donald Trump, that they do things and they didn't never bother to think about along the way, did I ever want to run for president? Is these the things that, you know, I want to do? So you do things in life, but you never really kind of thought about your future. You didn't have, you know, so when you started saying things like, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, I want to grab him by the pussy. Did you ever bother to think that you were going to be following? Yeah, because, but you were
going to. And I'm quite sure Donald Trump didn't. And I'm quite sure Donald Trump didn't.
No, he thought he was going to be president. But he knew what he knew. He knew people wasn't going to care.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, he wasn't thinking about, I'm going to be a politician.
I think he knew.
Okay, well, I hope y'all start caring because I have a problem. Now, later on in the show, and she should be calling in and just to let, we have a African-American Republican who is definitely all about Donald Trump. Now, let me ask you this, if you don't mind, who are you voting for? Okay. Why?
Oh, I'm going to be very honest because I really don't have much choice. Because Bernie Sanders was my guy. I wanted him so bad. I talked to everybody about him. Like, please give this man a chance. But I'm going to be very honest. I'm going to vote for him because I know Donald Trump is not who I'm going to vote for. I don't feel comfortable voting for somebody who, number one, he contradicts himself every step of the way. And you're just not going to tell me that you don't pay taxes. And the reason why you don't pay taxes, federal taxes, is because, you know, that's the way the federal government made it to be. But come on, we're supposed to be if you say make America great again, and we are all a one and one person, one people, then why are you not trying to help our society?
Why? I agree.
Why do I want to vote for somebody who don't even want to help society? They want to figure out a way to get around.
And, you know, this is my thing. And my beautiful engineer, Robin, is in the building. I appreciate you for being here. Of course, who else would be doing the board? But also, my producer, V, is in the building. I'm so glad to hear V. And I definitely want to get everybody's take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are four types of people that I'm seeing that's going on with this voting thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have either you're supporting Hillary, Donald. You
Jill
don't
Biden,
get you.
Is the Green Party.
It is another party. The Green
Party.
Oh Lord. Okay. I ain't even heard of Green. The Green Party. So then you have that. Then you have people who don't care, who feel like their votes don't matter, and just don't want to be a part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the third party people.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm a little concerned about and what I want to talk about, and callers definitely chime in, and my producer definitely chime in. We have some guests in the building. If y'all want to chime in, definitely pull on up and jump in this conversation. There's some people who just feel like, I'm not a part of the political process. I don't give a damn what they do. How do you feel about that?
See, the reason why I don't like it, well, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes, at first in the beginning, I kind of felt like that. But then when I kind of, you know, really broke it down and thought about it, I'm not too fond of Hillary. And not because of emails and stuff like that.
Right.
Like that. She really does just come across to me as that lady from the color purple one. So.
What do you mean? Okay, explain that.
Okay, so you remember the lady from the color purple when Oprah first got locked up, the lady was like, you know, your kids are so clean, they so pretty, they want to come work for me. And that's when she punched the lady in the face and she went to jail.
Right.
That lady just came across to me as thinking she was doing something for the black, for the colors, as Governor Deal said. You don't really care, but you know, some part of you thinking you're going to get some heaven chips and you may go to heaven or whatever, you're going to care
like
about that.
Chips.
Yeah, but okay. See, she gave, and but see, you have people that want to cater to certain minorities or certain groups of people because they feel like it's the thing to do. And sometimes I feel like that about her. Sometimes I kind of feel like she's really not connected, but at the same time, I really don't want to vote for a man who is really going to stand there and say one thing. And then literally come back to your face and say it all over again and expect for you to eat it. He really expects it. I would rather just take the wolf in the sheep's clothing. For the least I know, I'm going to watch that wolf. I'm going to see it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to prepare for it. May not be what I want, but I'm going to look out for it. But I'm not going to just let a wolf into my house. I'm just going to know it's there. Something's not good. And I don't think that him going the way he acts against other nations, like, we may be a strong country. In America, we are a strong country. But the one thing you don't want is you don't want to turn off all of the other countries. And then all of a sudden they just, you know, decide they're going to band together against us because we have this tyrant who is determined he's not going to help. He's going to pull away from the UN and he's going to muscle somebody into paying stuff back. You don't even know how it works.
Yeah.
You don't even know how it operates before you start talking. And a lot of nations are really afraid of him.
And I think they should be.
And that's spooky for us in the U.S. That's spooky for us.
Well, that's why I'm not really a big supporter of him.
Mm-hmm.
However, he scares me
to death.
This man may, and I know people say, well, you know, the Senate, the House, the Congress, and okay, there was some stuff that Bush got done because Bush was a bully. Get down or lay down.
So Cheney was a bully. Cheney was the
His whole little group.
His whole crew
his
was
whole
getting, group. Cheney was the super devil.
But at least Papa Bush around, they
mm-hmm.
tried to have a little bit of tact.
Mm-hmm.
And behind the scene is I don't even think Trump cares enough or is sane enough to care about getting his agenda done in the back. I think he is just all in your face.
He's not even going to have an agenda. I mean, you got to remember, he said he was going to make Mexico pay for the wall. You go to Mexico, you go himself was going to talk about it, but the president of Mexico came out publicly and said it. You brought it up, and he told you right then and there he wasn't going to do it.
Right.
So you talk big shit. You talk big shit to the people of the U.S. Oh, they're going to pay for it. They're going to do this. But you didn't talk big shit in that man's face. I bet you when you got to Mexico, you punked out like you won't punk out of everything when they punk you when you get to their nation. You just a big shit talker.
Yeah.
And people fall for the big shit that he talk about. When you go to somebody else's country and you tell them they're going to pay for the wall, he tell you to your face he's not going to pay for it. He go on national social media and let you know he told you in the meeting, he let the world know, I told you I'm not going to pay for it. It's not going to get paid for.
It's not going to get paid for.
And now he got a whole new thing. We're going to pay for it, and he will make them pay us back. See, that's the type of stuff he did.
Right.
So then you go on TV and say, well, the U.S., we're going to pay for it, but I'm going to make them pay us back. No, you're not.
I don't even think he knows the rules.
He doesn't know
the rules. He doesn't know the rules. He thinks he can just do what he wants to do, but there are no rules. Yeah, he doesn't. So, you know what? I think this is a serious election. And I think for those of us who are living right now, we haven't seen what happens in third world countries. We haven't seen or lived through, most of us, what slavery and the height of racism was like.
Mm-hmm.
And so there we kind of think it really can't happen, can it? And I think Donald Trump will take y'all some places that y'all have never seen before.
Well, you know what the funny part about it is, I think they got to understand not just minorities, even the people that vote for Donald Trump. When he get in office, everybody's going to have a little bit. Even his voters are going to have a
little bit.
His voters are going to wake up and be like, oh my God, we thought you were a great white hope. No, he was only thinking about himself.
Yeah, because that's all he ever thought about.
That's
but we're going to, as a matter of fact, we have a caller. Let's grab this call really quickly. Hey, caller, you're on the air with the Relationship Party. What's your name and where you calling from?
You already know who it is, and you already
hey,
know where I am.
How are
y'all doing? First and foremost, welcome back, Charmaine. Welcome back, y'all.
Thank you. Good
this
to be
is
back.
Long overdue. This is long overdue.
Yes. So, Derek, tell us how you're feeling about, what do you think about this election?
Okay. You know what? Give me a minute, okay? Bear with me for a minute, because you know where I'm from.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. I grew up learning and being enthralled in everything political in Washington, D.C., from the local level to the federal level. So what bothers me most about people and their justification for whoever they're voting for is that they don't understand how Washington works. They don't understand necessarily how laws get passed, how bills get to the House or Senate floor, and so forth, and how things get done. So when I hear somebody like Donald Trump saying what he's going to do and I alone can fix it, and then people get suckered into that thinking, yeah, this is the guy we need because he can get things done. Look,
right.
I'm going to be honest. When Obama was running, I didn't believe that he can get done half the things he can get done because I knew he was going to have to sell whatever he wanted to do to Congress. And as we found out on inauguration night, there was a mandate that he not get anything done. Anything done. Okay?
Right.
That's number one. But let me go to the people and how they get suckered into this and how they explain why or who they're going to vote for. Okay? Because in this election, like no other, things have been stirred up that have never been stirred up in politics before. We have people who are ready to kill. And I'm not saying, you know, just, oh, well, my candidate didn't win. Go home and I guess, you know, we'll just have to tough it out. No. This is not that election. I don't care who wins. This country that we and love in is in trouble because you thought there was backlash after Obama became president. You remember, you know, those subtle little attacks in school with minority children after Obama was elected.
Right.
You remember those people who always got who were always being pulled over by police in certain areas because they were not ready to accept Obama as president, and how Trump pushed the narrative that he was not even a natural-born citizen, all the backlash behind that, that is nothing compared, because this election has made you look at a person whom probably you once called a friend and not consider them a friend anymore, just simply because the rhetoric that they are buying into, lock her up. When has a candidate ever threatened to use his power to lock his political candidate up after the election if he is elected? It's never happened. Never.
Absolutely. Well, Derek, hold that thought, because we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And I want you to stay in the topic, because, you know, stay with us, because I know you know a lot about politics. I have to be honest with y'all. I'm going to vote. I listen to what I listen to. I'm going to vote who I vote for. But to me, it's all bullshit. you know, there's some things we can't control. There's some things behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I understand politics, even as much as we want the president to be all of this, there's only so much they can do.
Yep.
And one hand washes the other, sometimes for a greater good. And I don't think people understand that. So, but we're going to talk about that when we come back. And when we come back, we have a Trump supporter coming on next who's going to talk to us about why she is voting for Trump. So we're going to go for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Are you planning a holiday event or wedding? Are you tired of planning alone? Well, let K Unique Events help. With over 10 years of experience, K Unique can get the job done. Give K Unique a call at 978-609-8977 or visit them at kunique-events.com. That's kunique-events.com. K Unique, where your event will be made just for you. No two are the same.
Yo, this is The Rock kicking it with the refugee camp, and you're about to smell what The Rock is cooking.
Yo, this is strictly a club record dedicated to everybody who stand outside in the cold when the FLEX is standing at the red zone. Put it down. Let me tie your mountains with not let me in. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, 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 I got 50 Bentleys in the West Indies.
It doesn't matter.
I got a pocket full of cheese and a garden full of trees.
It doesn't matter.
I just won the bingo, bought a crib in Rio.
It doesn't matter.
Cause if you ain't sharing, people ain't caring. Come up in the hood and they take everything you're wearing. Back in the days, it was all about the club.
Right, welcome back to the Relationship Party. That song went out to those who, it doesn't matter.
It does matter, though, y'all.
Your vote,
matter.
That counts. Even if you're just for yourself.
Yep.
We have to think about, no matter who you're voting for, there are people who died, people who hung from trees for the right to be able to vote. And voting is not just about the presidency. We have some huge things going on here in Georgia about them trying to privatize public schools. How can you privatize something public?
Yep.
But that's the same way they did the jail. So I guess since they did pretty well with that,
they're making a whole lot of money off of that.
Yeah, so now we'll do the same thing with the schools. And if
not,
you
they make a whole lot of money off
of that.
Super dumb.
Right. Now, if you thought you were mad before about what they did teach your kids and didn't teach your kids in school, you about to be into a whole nother world. So y'all make sure you get out and vote for that. But before we go to that, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. But I have a wonderful, wonderful lady on the air who has her own radio show, as a matter of fact. Tiffany Williams Jallo is on the line, and she is a Trump supporter. And I just really, and she's an African American. So I really wanted her to come on and share with people, why are you supporting Trump? And let's hear her out, because sometimes, like you said, we're all in our feelings and maybe missing something that maybe she caught. So Tiffany, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks for having me on, and hello to the to your co-host as well. It's a privilege to be on and to be able to talk a little politics before we head into a very, very important election.
Absolutely. So, Tiffany, let me ask you a quick question. First of all, have you always been a Republican, or are you a Republican?
I am not. I actually have voted Democrat since I was eligible to vote in the 90s. I first voted for Bill Clinton, and I voted for Barack Obama twice.
Awesome.
And I was actually a Democrat.
Because sometimes some people vote just because whatever party they are, it doesn't matter who comes up. They just vote. So, Tiffany, tell us, as you know, because I know you probably get a lot of stares and unlike and blocked now on Facebook when people find out that you support Donald Trump. Tell us why. What does Donald Trump say or do that attracts you to him that you would want him to be president?
Well, you know, I would give you a little bit more backstory. I mean, you know, I've registered Democrat until this election season. I decided to leave the Democratic Party after the whole primary fiasco with Bernie Sanders and us finding out through the WikiLeaks that the DNC, you know, had colluded with Hillary Clinton to, you know, pretty much work to ensure that, you know, she won that primary. And, you know, so after that, I decided that I didn't want to be associated, you know, with a party that would engage in, you know, cheating and, you know, cheating our democratic process. And, you know, in terms of Bernie Sanders, you know, it's fine. There is a lawsuit that's taking place against the DNC because of what was done. But in terms of how I evolved in my thinking and, you know, what led me to want to vote for Donald Trump is definitely not something that happened suddenly or overnight. Obviously, after Bernie Sanders didn't win the primary, that left me looking for an alternative to Hillary Clinton. I knew I didn't want to vote for her again because of, you know, what I consider cheating that was involved. And then also just going all the way back to when her primary against Barack Obama, I felt that she was very racist, you know, in her treatment of him during the 2008 primary.
So you're saying that you decided to go with Trump because it, you know, it seemed or came out that Hillary and them were cheating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was that. It was just the fact that in the 90s, I mean, we all remember the 90s and, you know, all of the series of scandals, you know, that both of the Clintons were involved in. And you know, just her having been in Washington, you know, as, you know, Trump, you know, says for 30 years. And just looking at her track record, in my opinion, it's not all that great. I mean, she's had a lot of time to make a lot of changes, and I just don't think her track record is strong. She has a lot of experience, you know, but as Trump said, it's, you know, experience is not always good experience. And I look at her foreign policy, and I don't agree with the things that have been done.
Well, let me ask you this, because you said about cheating, and I feel like there's some politics. There's always some cheating, whether you can see it or not.
Yeah.
So I get that part. So, but do you think, how do you think Donald Trump became the front runner of the Republicans? Do you think some cheating went on, or they just flowed over there?
Absolutely not. I don't think that there was any cheating involved. I mean, he ran against 16 candidates. There were some prominent people in the Republican Party, some hopefuls, you know, that were in the field. There was a Bush in the field with Jeb Bush, you know, being in the field. There was John Kasich, governor of Ohio, that was in the race. Of course, a beloved doctor, Dr. Ben Carson. So, you know, you had all of these people.
Ben Carson, you shouldn't even put him in there, but he was in there. I'm with you.
Girl, that's right. But he is who the people chose. He's received the most votes of, you know, any candidate.
Oh, you're talking about Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm talking about Donald Trump. I'm saying that, you know, he ran against 16 competitors. Some of them senators, some of them governors. And, you know, he won. The people, he won fair and square. The people, you know, voiced their votes. They put in their votes. And, you know, he came out victorious. And, of course, there was a lot of hostility from the Republican establishment. So he definitely was not, I don't feel like, you know, the Republicans anointed him or anything like that. Or, you know, a lot of them did not want him. It was a very contentious convention that, you know, he was a part of. And, you know, even as late as a month ago, he wasn't receiving, you know, support from a lot of the top Republicans. Or the Republican establishment.
I kind of feel like, as far as the cheating thing with the DNC is concerned, that was filed, and I can agree with you. So I can honestly say we do agree that Hillary Clinton reminds us of the lady from the Call of Her. But as far as being a cheater and being a deceiver, to me is the same thing. I was a Bernie fan, and I'm still a Bernie fan to the core. I am. And they were foul for doing that. But I also think what makes Donald Trump super foul is that you played on people's deepest emotions. And the deepest emotion that you played on was straight hate. It threw out the whole primary. If you didn't insult people, if you didn't basically have people physically assaulted at your rally, you said everything that you know people are feeling because of they just had to deal with 8 years of a black president. And I do believe that the backlash of a Donald Trump comes from 8 years of people being mad that they had to literally look at a perfect to society eyes black family. They couldn't find anything wrong. So to society, it was like, oh, so you got this black man that's smart and you got this smart wife or whatever. We're mad. We're angry. We're not going to allow him to get policy through. We're going to fight it every step of the way. Anything that you try to do, we're going to say it's horrible. And then from the backlash of all of that, here comes Donald Trump. Oh, well, you know, Mexicans are horrible. They're racist. You know, they're going to kill us all. You know, we got to get them out of here. They're stealing our jobs. They're not stealing our jobs. Americans can be lazy. We don't want to go out there and do the hard jobs anymore. We want to walk into jobs making $50,000, $60,000, don't have the education, don't really want to go out and get it the way that we should want to get it. So when we have these people coming to our country saying, hey, guess what? Planting flowers is not a problem with me because I can make it a business, and then all of a sudden I can earn $15,000, $20,000 a month, and then all of a sudden now I'm getting money. So I kind of feel like, yeah, Hillary, she may not be the best, but she does understand the process. And she understands that you can't get out here and make people feel like it's going to be doomsday if you don't allow me into office. You can't go into office and think you want to bully people around and tell them, oh, I'm going to bring all the American business back. No, bring your shit back to the U.S. first, because your shit is in Bangladesh. Your shit is in China. Your shit is in Mexico. So how you going to care about the businesses in the U.S.? Well, you don't even pay taxes in the U.S. So when I'm in a road bump and my tire goes flat, one thing I know for sure is Donald Trump didn't give me shit towards getting that bumper fixed at all. He didn't give no money to the federal government at all to make sure that bridges should be fixed, roads should be repaired. Flint, Michigan shouldn't have dirty water.
Oh, okay, wait. Because you're going to run this whole line out. So what you're saying is you mad because he's not paying taxes.
I'm mad he's a fraud.
Okay. Now hold that for a second. Derek, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am. Can I interject really quickly? Stephanie?
Yes, Tiffany?
Yes, you asked me a question, so I didn't get an opportunity to answer the question. I was giving you the background on how I evolved, you know, to wanting to, for in my support of Donald Trump.
Okay.
You know, so as I was saying, I was definitely a hardcore Bernie supporter, went to his biggest rally of the election season, which was right here in Brooklyn, New York, where I live, about four blocks from here. there was a crowd of 30,000 people there. So he had a lot of support. So what I think that they have in common is that they're anti-establishment. Donald Trump is, you know, definitely, you know, not he wasn't the establishment favorite to begin with. Of course, a lot of Republicans have come home. He has 90% of Republican support right now. But certainly in the beginning, there was a lot of hostility from not only the Republican establishment, but obviously the Democratic establishment. And so he did emerge as the people's candidate. And, you know, it was because of, again, because of people's frustration about, you know, what they feel that wasn't done in the past 8 years under Obama. And so, you know, those people's feelings are certainly valid for them. They may not have the same experience, you know, as a Hillary supporter for whatever reason.
I understand people because I know some people saying we don't want the same thing. Get it? So what, from your perspective, what do you think that Trump is going to come and do that's different, that's going to make the change? Like, what change is he going
to
make?
First of all, he's vowed to, as the anti-establishment change candidate in this election, the non-politician that tells it like it is, which has had a widespread appeal.
Let's address each thing as you're saying it. Now, you're saying tell it like it is, grabbing people's vaginas. I mean, telling it like it is, when he's telling it like it is, he's
you know what, that was a private conversation, and I wish somebody would tape record me and then, you know, post it on, you know, the front page of a newspaper.
It's not even about the one thing that he said, because that's just one. It's the whole idea of the way you think. You are what you think and what you say out of your mouth. Now, I'm not just told him that one thing. I'm not even worried about that, real. But
we're definitely not voting for Jesus. We're not voting for Jesus in this election, and so I think that a lot of his supporters have discounted it for that reason. If you look at the alternative, there's certainly a lot of issues on the other side. And so I think what it boils down to this point is the policy. What is each candidate going to do to make my life better? So for
okay,
me,
what's he going to do that you see that's appealing? What is he going to do?
So here are some of the things that he has said. Of course, you know, it's obviously if he's elected, then, you know, we'd have to wait and see. But here are the things that he said. He said that he will appoint, you know, judges that will uphold our Constitution that are more conservative judges. And that's important to me as number one. I'm beholden to God first as a Christian, you know, woman, and then to my family. And then to, you know, this country. And so that has nothing to do with my race. So all the race politics, the race baiting, and all of that stuff that I see taking place, you know, within the Democratic Party, I'm done with that. That doesn't appeal to me. I don't care about somebody having hot sauce in their bag and, you know, all these different things and you know, calling people racist. You know, anytime someone, you know, doesn't agree with them or says something.
My whole thing is about the Supreme Court. Even before Scalia passed away, the Supreme Court was already a conservative, balanced Supreme Court. And I kind of feel like, yeah, when he get in office, because he's such a manipulator, when you get in office, First, you first tell somebody, come on, and then during the debate, you were very firm on you do support abortion, but you don't support abortion that you made up this whole theatrical of how it is done when it's not even done like that. So how can you trust somebody to say that, well, when I appoint a judge to the Supreme Court, this is I'm appointing.
Well, regardless of his personal beliefs,
I guess I do like abortion, but then I guess I don't like abortion. And then, you know, you start talking about policy. He doesn't even understand really how law is made or why it's made that way. We already had a conservative form of Supreme Court, so we're really just so who are you going to appoint? Somebody like what? What, another Klansman or something? Because I would never even trust him to appoint anybody to the Supreme Court. It was already conservative enough. So you got to remember, so Saleha was the same individual that allowed this white girl to come in and say that the university didn't accept her because of affirmative action. Are you really serious? No, you wasn't accepted because you was dumb. And period, in a nutshell, you was dumb. So you didn't get accepted. So I don't even want him to appoint anybody else to the Supreme Court justice that don't even understand what law really is. They just really being, quote unquote, racist, like Saleha was.
Now, hold that thought, y'all. Now, ladies, hold that thought because we have Derek on the line. So, Derek, give us a brief because I know this can be a hot topic when you're really into politics. And this is our country. And I have to say this. I'm not a big supporter of either, but this is just my personal view. I think Hillary is not going to do too much more than she's already done.
Nope,
she's not. And that gives us still the liberty to do what I'm doing in my personal life.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to waste. We're going to waste. Wait a minute. Can I say something? We're going to waste another 4 years on Hillary Clinton. She's like you said. She's done nothing in 30 years, and no one can tell me what her major accomplishment has been in 30 years.
Because I'd rather take what I know. Versus what, this is just me personally. Everybody has their own.
What we know is she's a career criminal, but
what I think is going to happen with Donald, I don't want his finger with his I get so upset quick near Nair button.
Stephanie, that's all propaganda. Stephanie, that's all propaganda. Nobody has a button next to a chair, next to their bed. He has to go through Congress in order to authorize a war.
To me. Because there's a tactful way. I may not like you, but if I'm trying to get business done or we don't agree, I'm still going to get my agenda done, but I'm going to handle it professionally. I don't even like to do business with people who got feelings. Well, I feel like, see, that's a problem. See, feelings and business don't go together, and your damn feelings and running the country ain't gonna go together either. That's for me.
Well, see, my whole thing is this, and I understand what she's saying about the whole button thing. But what I'm saying about Donald Trump. If you want me to vote for you, what you should have said is all the companies that I have in other countries, America, because I know we don't make things, America. I'm gonna bring all that business back myself. See, I'm Donald Trump's billionaire at these 2020. I'll bring all of my business that I give to other countries. I'm going to bring it back. That's how I'm going to help and pull.
I challenge all of the other businesses in the
U.S.
But would that make you go for him?
But no, because let me tell you why I would change my mind. Because if you are going to say yourself that you're going to stop losing, because the only reason why he got in other countries is because it's cheap. And he knows if he bring it back, it's going to be a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to say, oh, I'll take the loss and, you know, spend a little bit extra to employ the American people again, you know, I'll go ahead and contribute to taxes and make sure that the roads can be built and things again. You know, people, these are the things I'm going to do right now before I get in office to show the American people that when I say I want to make America great again, when I say I want to bring business back to the U.S., I'll start with me first. I'll be the man in the mirror.
But he's not the man in the back. And this is my thing. I don't even, as far as I'm concerned, there's a thing that is not about policy, which you say, there's a thing called integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, in my opinion, he does not display any of that. Integrity in anything, because integrity is just a quality that you display in different areas of your life. So I wouldn't vote for him. He's a very scary individual. I don't give a damn what kind of policy he speaks. He's scary to me. His hair is scary. His sniffing is scary. His lack of experience is scary. Let me tell you something. If I have Fortune 500 companies, even because I want change, I ain't gonna hire somebody who's never run a Fortune 500 company before. I'm not going to let you run my whole company. Now, you might be able to get in the company and let me see what you can do, but you're not going to run a whole company. But Derek, give us your thought on it.
Yes, ma'am.
Give everybody a chance. And just kind of, like you said, I know everybody's passionate about what they're passionate about, but we want to get to the meat and potatoes, so we only have an hour show. So what is your
okay.
turn ons and turn offs of each candidate, or what do you think?
Well, my, thank you to your caller, and she's very knowledgeable on her facts. And but there, like I said, there are some things that get left out in all this, not all of y'all, but all of this rhetoric between the two candidates. Number one, I am not neither a registered Democrat or a registered Republican. I'm a registered independent. And like, you know, the caller mentioned before, I had long since left the Democratic Party because mm-hmm. the Democratic Party, year after year, whether it be on the state, local, or federal level, has done absolutely zero to earn my vote as an African American. Zero. That's number one. Number two, when we're talking about Donald Trump, since you are not a career politician, and since, okay, you're not in the pocket of politicians or lobbyists or what, the record that we have to go on is your business acumen. The business acumen where you have filed bankruptcy six times. And because you have filed bankruptcy six times, if you don't know, it is very difficult to near impossible to borrow a dime in this country. So your businesses, while you have run them, you have had to have gotten your money from somewhere. And I'm not going to fill the speculation realm here on where he got it from, but he got it from somewhere. I can guess where he's got it from, but I'm not going to say because I don't know. And if I don't know, I'm not going to state this fact. That's number one. Number two, this country is volatile when it comes to foreign affairs, okay? And therefore, the person who we elect as president has to be knowledgeable about foreign affairs, not have advisors who are knowledgeable, you yourself who are knowledgeable, because at the end of the day, you're the one who makes the decision. There are a couple of things that Donald Trump has said, not me speculating, that he has said, which proves he knows very little about foreign policy. When he was questioned about what he was going to do about Crimea, okay, he said out of his mouth that Putin would not go into the Crimea when he was already there. That speaks to your lack of knowledge. Number three, about his trade policies. Okay, there's a thing even he knows in business that's called negotiation, which means if you want something, you're going to have to give something up. I have not heard word one on what Donald Trump will give up in negotiation. So because he's president, we're to believe that all he has to go is sit down and say, give us our jobs back, and they're going to magically give them up without him giving up anything? It's not happening. That's business fact. Read his book, The Art of the Negotiation, and that will tell you everything about how he thinks about negotiating deals, trade deals or what have you, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. I can't stand Hillary Clinton. Cannot. Okay, I still have a bad taste in my mouth about the election of 2008, and for that reason alone, okay, when you sat there and said that Martin Luther King couldn't get nothing done without white folks in office, okay, that's a bad taste. When Bill Clinton said, well, Jesse Jackson won South Carolina, so it doesn't mean anything, and Bill Clinton as of late said that Obamacare is the biggest mistake this country ever made, that tells me what you think, okay? That tells me what you think. Forget all the other rhetoric. The Democratic Party has done a very piss-poor job in earning the African-American vote. And as far as Donald Trump is concerned, he is not the glowing, bright, shiny alternative that African-Americans need in this country. Because if that were true, we're saying, I'm going to do so much for African-American communities. Well, you've had money for years. What school have you donated money to? What HBCU have you donated money to? I know what Bill Gates has donated to. What have you donated to? What projects, what housing projects or developments have you developed in the African-American community, even in New York, even in a place like Harlem, which is a thriving economic boom community in the African-American community? What money have you donated there? I tell you what you have done. You've had two housing discrimination lawsuits levied against you that you had to settle out of court, and people only settle out of court when they have very little to no chance of winning those.
I'm saying that things
have to be earned, and people need to do their own research instead of listening to the propaganda machine and the rhetoric. I do my own research.
Absolutely.
I don't need the idiot box to tell me who does what and how to do it. I can do my own research.
Yep. Absolutely. And a lot of people don't because they don't know how or they don't have the time. And the other thing is I want us to get to really quick, because I think this is really important. Sometimes I think we put so much heavy emphasis, and this is just as an African-American woman, on what other people are going to do that you should be doing for your damn self.
Pretty much.
I don't care who becomes president and all this other stuff. It's some things that have to be grassroots. The way you make the schools right is because y'all get y'all butt over there and make it right. When I
That's
go
right.
to some of these schools That's- that my kids went to, when the white parents were at the school, the parents make the school better in a community. And you know, and I'm just saying each community is, you know, a little different. So there's some things that the presidency or the president is not getting ready to come down and touch right in your community. So sometimes I think we are looking for what we're not going to get from, like, some people disappointed in Obama. He's the president of the country, not of your community.
Right.
Not of your damn chair. But see, not of your state and your city.
But see, this is one
the
of
country.
The things, right, but this is one of the things I also look for in my president. See, I know the president is the president of my country, but the one thing I always trusted about President Obama is when you go to other countries, not all of them, but the majority, You stand firm. You look respectable. People respect who you are. Already you have countries that are ready and amped up for Donald Trump. And that's what makes it spooky, because when you are already pre-thinking how you're going to react to somebody,
that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And you have countries already pre-thinking, what am I going to do when this stupid individual get into the office? How am I going to react when he come to my country and try to tell us this is what we are going to do because this man said
that. And the world is watching. And the world is watching.
And the world
So it's
is
not
watching.
Right. So, Tiffany, go ahead. Give your last take on this whole situation. And, again, we just want people to vote. Because your vote does count. It should just count for you having the freedom to do so. Okay? Tiffany?
Yeah, so, you know, there's so many things that have been said, and as far as HBCUs, there are actually Republicans that started that. They also did, you know, pass the 1960s Civil Rights Act as well. No Democrat supported it, so that's something for the audience, too, to consider when it thinks about, you know, its loyalty and continuing to give the Democratic Party their vote without doing their homework. I myself am now a non-affiliated voter. I'm not beholden to any political party going forward. I will listen to all candidates running. I'm involved to Donald Trump. Here are some of the things that, you know, I think are going to be beneficial to me and, you know, to this country if he were to become president. I talked about the judges. I would prefer more conservative, you know, judges, because I am a Christian woman, and so I do have concerns about more liberal judges being on the Supreme Court. But that's just me. He has vowed to protect religious freedom as well, and repeal the Johnson Amendment, which is basically named after Lyndon Johnson. It prohibits clergy and churches from formally endorsing political candidates, from contributing to political candidates. And I think that we need to be involved in the political process. So I think that's great. He has said that he will limit congressional term limits. I think, you know, all Americans would agree, you know, that that's something that we want. So we need to clean up Washington. He's, you know, vowed to go in and do that, and also to get special interest money, you know, out of politics as well. He has said if you've served in Congress, you cannot go and become a lobbyist, you know, until you've been out of office for at least 5 years. So I think that will be helpful in making the process, our democratic process, more pure process. Also, he's talking about, I think your co-host mentioned this, about, you know, basically cutting businesses' taxes or the corporate tax down from 35% to 15% in order to encourage, you know, people to hire more people in this country. Obviously, that coupled with the trade, new trade laws that are more advantageous to America are going to help not only our communities, but inner city communities as well. The child care credits that he talked about, that would go to everybody. That'll help everyone that has children that are paying for, you know, babysitters and child care, daycare.
And Tiffany, I'm sorry to cut you off. We are running out of time. But let me first say I really appreciate you coming on, sharing your views,
yes,
and the whole work that you have done, mm-hmm, and why you have decided. And I think it's a very smart position for everybody. Not
just
making
do their
sure
own
that,
research.
Do
yeah
your own research. And I'm not a party person. It's who's best for the job. I don't even know why you have parties.
And I think the thing is really, all in all, at the end of the day, we can all really call each other. Because I am an independent as well. I vote what I think is going to be good. For me, I've always been an independent. But like she said, do your research, know what you're doing. And he has, I hate to throw up and say it in my mouth, he has one or two valid points about the term limits and, you know, about the child tax. But all in all, why are you saying it? Are you saying it because people want to hear it? Or are you saying it because that's genuinely
but happening? And nobody can get in
yeah
to office and not have some good points.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's not a thing. It's
right
not that, you know, I disagree with everything that he says. Or,
right,
you know, I just, me personally, don't think he's the best
mm-hmm
fit for this country. More so than that he would be.
Right.
And again, I'm not a Hillary supporter, but I'd rather deal with what, you know, it's how people say, I can't stand my man. And I'll be glad when we get a new one. And then you get that new one and realize that the new one is worse than the old one. That's what I'm feeling.
I just want everybody to know that when this 4 years is up and we don't have to deal with whoever is going to be Trump or Hillary anymore, when you get an independent thinker that's going to get out there and take the chance to really want to change things like Bernie Sanders, people don't be afraid. Stop
right
being afraid of somebody who is saying you can go to college for free. Yeah, you may have to pay a little bit more taxes, but do you want to pay a little bit more taxes, or do you want to pay $35,000, $40,000 or some back stuff?
Right.
Ask yourself those questions. What's the lesser of the two evils? Not about individuals, but about the policies that people bring
absolutely
forth. Because Bernie Sanders brought some great things forth. But the only thing everybody kept hearing is, Taxes being raised. Yeah, they can go up, but I'd rather pay $500 more in taxes than to pay $40,000 a year for college. I'd rather go for free.
Right. Well, let me just say this. Y'all get out and vote for those of you who are third-partying. Please don't third-party. The third party's not going to win, so really ain't no use in voting if that's what you want to do. If you just don't want Trump to be in or Hillary to be in, you got to vote for one or the other. Stop writing people in, your parents. People saying write your parents in. See, that's
but
not going to work.
Write in marijuana. Sorry.
That might be.
That's what I'm getting.
No, we ain't doing that.
They say it.
Okay. But we ain't doing
okay
that. So make sure that you vote.
Mm-hmm.
And then make sure you pay attention to the policy. Because
mm-hmm
if we have to impeach the sucker,
mm-hmm,
then we need to impeach some people. Pass what the presidents are doing. Get more into your local
mm-hmm
community. What is being governed in your community? So we gotta be a little more bit of the process. And I know black folk, cause I'm going to be like, it's all bullshit. I get it, but you know what? The law governs the land. And I didn't realize that until I did some research on Hitler. Hitler did it legally. I thought he was a gangster with his boys.
No, he's not Trump.
No. He set the right people at the table who ran the different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And he set it up right.
Mm-hmm.
He set it up right for him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So everything became policy. So what the police officers were doing was upholding the law
mm-hmm
that now has been established. So we have to write what they write put on the book from the president down. Two, we want to just say a thank you to the Obamas. We appreciate y'all so much. If we could have y'all for
you, Shelly.
I wouldn't even ask them for another 4 years.
I wouldn't,
because Obama looks tired. Yeah, Obama looks tired.
It wouldn't matter.
Yeah, so big up to the Obamas. We appreciate y'all. And thank y'all for giving us a wonderful representation of what black people can be like. We appreciate y'all. Y'all, we out of here. Next week, we're starting about, we're starting a single series.
I'm not
No?
No one, I think. I'm going to make a phone call. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do the single series, and we're going to help people get some booze from Valentine's Day, but we've got to start working now. So next week, we're going to be talking about those unattractive things that's keeping you single, like always having your mug broke down, don't like to speak and say thank you when somebody hope open the door for you. So we're going to talk about those things and how to fix them. Because we're passing them down to the millennials. They jacked up. But y'all, next week, same time, same place, right here on the Relationship Party, where it is what it is supposed to be.
Yeah,
we love you.
Something about her, you know. Just the way that she carries herself, she's just so bad. I don't know.